explore why physical touch is much more than just a gesture of affection. From the biological release of oxytocin to the vital process of emotional co-regulation, this article delves into how tactile experiences shape a child's brain, nervous system, and social boundaries. Discover the profound impact of this skin hunger and learn practical ways to foster security and growth through the power of nurturing touch. Touch in childhood. Touch is often described as the first sense to develop in the womb, and it remains perhaps the most vital language we speak throughout our early years. From the moment a child is born, the tactile system becomes the primary conduit through which they experience safety, love, and the boundaries of their own physical existence. While we often prioritize cognitive milestones like speech or motor skills, the hidden foundation of healthy development is frequently rooted in the simple, profound act of physical touch. The biological blueprint of connection. The importance of touch is not just a matter of emotional comfort, it is deeply biological. When a child experiences positive physical contact, such as a hug, a pat on the back, or being held, the brain releases a cocktail of feel-good hormones. The most notable of these is oxytocin, often referred to as the bonding hormone. Oxytocin facilitates trust and attachment, effectively lowering the child's heart rate and cortisol levels. During childhood, the nervous system is incredibly plastic. Positive touch acts as a regulator for the autonomic nervous system. Children who receive consistent, nurturing touch are generally better equipped to manage stress later in life because their bodies have been programmed to return to a state of calm more efficiently. Conversely, a lack of touch can lead to a state of hypervigilance, where the child's body remains in a permanent fight or flight mode, potentially leading to long-term anxiety or developmental delays. Cognitive and emotional growth. It might seem counterintuitive to link a physical sensation to intellectual performance, but the two are inextricably linked. The brain requires a sense of security to focus on learning. When a child feels physically secure and emotionally connected through touch, their executive function, the part of the brain responsible for focus, memory, and self-regulation, can operate at its peak. Emotionally, touch serves as the primary tool for co-regulation. Young children do not possess the internal mechanisms to soothe themselves when overwhelmed. They rely on the physical presence and touch of a caregiver to borrow their calm. This process of co-regulation eventually teaches the child how to self-regulate. Without this tactile bridge, children may struggle with emotional literacy, finding it difficult to identify or manage their feelings as they grow older. Social development and healthy boundaries. Touch also plays a critical role in how children learn to interact with others. It is the first lesson in empathy. By experiencing the warmth of a caregiver, a child learns that others are a source of comfort and support. This forms the basis of healthy social schemas that the child will carry into adulthood. However, the conversation around touch in childhood must also include the concept of agency and boundaries. Teaching a child about the importance of touch also involves teaching them that they have control over their own bodies. Consent is a vital part of tactile development. By encouraging high fives or fist bumps as alternatives to hugs when a child is hesitant, caregivers teach children that touch should always be a safe, mutual, and respected form of communication. The impact of skin hunger. In modern society, we sometimes witness a phenomenon known as skin hunger or touch deprivation. With the rise of digital interaction and a misplaced fear of physical closeness in educational settings, many children are missing out on the essential tactile input they need. Research has shown that children in environments with low physical affection often show slower physical growth and are more prone to behavioral issues. The body literally hungers for the sensory input required to validate its presence in the world. Practical ways to incorporate nurturing touch. Integrating touch into a child's life doesn't always require grand gestures. It is often the small, consistent moments that build the strongest foundation. The power of the hug, a 20-second hug, is often cited by researchers as the optimal length to trigger a significant oxytocin release. Rough and tumble play, for older children, active play. Wrestling, tickling, or piling up helps develop awareness of their body in space and build social bonds. Reading together, sitting close while reading a book combines cognitive stimulation with the comforting warmth of physical proximity. Routine care, Even simple tasks like brushing a child's hair or applying lotion after a bath serve as vital touchpoints. Conclusion. Touch is not a bonus of childhood, it is a fundamental requirement. It is the invisible thread that weaves together biological health, emotional stability, and social intelligence. As we navigate an increasingly digital and distant world, reclaiming the importance of the human touch ensures that the next generation grows up feeling grounded, secure, and profoundly connected to the world around them.